Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for October 28th, 2013. Well, last weekend I was in Bedford, Pennsylvania for the second Ghost Excavation Convention held by John Sable. It was a great time and I learned something from every speaker over the weekend. It is refreshing to see so many people pushing the boundaries of what is the norm in the paranormal field and trying to make it more of an examination of human experience rather than a cheap thrill disguised as science. John Sable, Mike Stevenson, Robin Bellamy, George Hansen, Rick Fisher, Alex Matsuo, James Castle presented some great information, and Dr. James Belcher, the only person with a degree in paraphysics, has changed the way I look at consciousness and the survival hypothesis, and even helped add to some of my personal theories about ghosts. And speaking of ghosts, tomorrow night I will be in Westerville, Ohio, that's northeast of Columbus, at the Westerville Public Library, talking about ghosts. This will be the fifth consecutive year at this library, and the crowds have gotten bigger and bigger every year. This year, the event is sold out and will be standing room only. My topic will be on ghosts, including the many theories of what they are, as well as how to deal with them. In cryptid news, Melba Ketchum is back at it once again. Ketchum and her team have registered their findings with ZooBank and have attempted to register Bigfoot as an existing animal based on her DNA results. Bigfoot now has a name, Homo sapiens cognatus. While ZooBank states that Ketchum's application is legitimate, it does not probe into the methods that claim to have validated Bigfoot as an existing animal. This process is why she created her own scientific journal. The information behind the finding must be published in a paper describing the new species. This registration does not mean Bigfoot is real, just that Ketchum has been able to take a hoax to a whole new level. While I do believe it is possible Bigfoot is out there somewhere, I truly feel this is not a scientific validation of the species, and is merely another way to gain fame and attention through fraud. While Bigfoot may supposedly be validated, the Yeti is encountering some problems. Scientists have released information about a recent DNA discovery that may prove that the abominable snowman is nothing more than a bear. Hair analysis suggests that the Yeti may be a subspecies of brown bear, since some DNA was found to be consistent with an ancient bear that existed when polar bears and brown bears were separating into two distinct species. The Yeti might turn out to be nothing more than a hybrid species of two bears. And of course, Lauren Coleman has chimed in about this recent finding and says it's no surprise. He states that Yeti is an umbrella term for three types of creatures that have been sighted in the region. The largest of the three has long thought to be a species of bear.
I'm telling you, it's definitely coming from it. We're cutting out here live, cutting the Paranormal News Insider short. We're cutting out here live. We're doing a sky watch out here, and I called Dan. We were going to come on live later on in the show, but I called Dan. Something's definitely going on here, so we're cutting into the show. I'm telling you, it's coming. I don't know if you can hear or not. There's this really weird sound coming from this object. We were watching about 20 minutes ago. There was a bright flash high up in the sky, pretty much right above us. And we watched. It got really bright and it started to go away. I really thought it was a satellite kind of going in a weird direction. Used our app, Space Junk. Wasn't showing up on the app. It was going away from us. Started to sink in the sky, but it started to get brighter. And definitely coming closer to us. It's extremely bright, coming from the north. Very, very bright. Holy shit. It's like a full moon, like really bright. We're looking behind us due south, and it's everything is lit up behind us. We're on a golf course, and tree line is due south is about a quarter of a mile away, and it's bright. It's very bright. Did you hear? I mean, that is coming from that. There's no way. There's a very, it's like a trumpet. I thought it was a train, but it's definitely a trumpet sound. We were discussing that earlier. about 10 minutes ago that I thought it was a train, but definitely not a train. This light is... Dude, get the tripods. We got to get the hell out of here. We got to retreat. Yeah. You don't can't see anything. We're looking at it through binoculars, trying to see if we can see any shape or anything. It's just too damn bright. He said. All right, come on. Let's retreat. Come on. We got to get the hell out of here. Definitely something going on. It's that is loud. That's not a helicopter for sure. That's way too bright to be a helicopter. It's like a LED light. It's extremely bright. Dude, our shadows are like 50 feet long. Let's come on. We're slowly retreating. We're gathering this stuff up. Yeah. Come on. Yeah, we're getting... holy shit, that is loud. I'm sure you heard that. There's a light coming down from it, going side to side. Come on. Shit. Oh, we're running the hell out of here. It's a light going side to side. It's coming right at us. Dude. Oh shit. Ow, ow, it burns.